Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Shalom, shalom. Grace, peace, and Jesus. Hallelujah. Shalom. Shalom.
Baby, we cannot hear you.
Can you guys hear me? Shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Israelite. Can you hear me now?
Hey, shalom. Testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I can hear you, bro.
Okay, good. I hear you, too. All right, praise be the Lord. I'm sitting up here just talking, man, and I ain't even unmuted my phone yet. My mic, whatever you want to call this thing. Grace and peace, brother. Happy Sabbath. Happy High Sabbath. Happy double feast. Everyone to whom it may pertain. To whom it may concern. You know, we want to thank the Father for allowing us, man, to participate in those things that belong to Him. And if He don't call you to participate in them, you won't. Just like the world. Look around you. That's your witness. If the Father do not call you, you will not be in the walk. So I want to bless the Father for allowing us to even see the things that He's given us.
Amen.
Those beautiful things like today, like the Sabbath day, Passover, the week of unleavened.
Amen.
Wave off, which is what Amen. We're dealing with today, the wave off.
Amen.
That wave offering, man, you know, the wave offering is the power of the Pentecost. You know, the Pentecost is the feast of the first fruits, but that's those that come up in the first resurrection. That's that first fruit. But without the wave offering, that don't exist. There is no first resurrection without the wave offering. And so some of us justify ourselves in belittling the wave offering as we belittle the Passover. Oh, it's just a memorial. What was it before you knew about it? Look like to me the kings did everything they possibly can to celebrate. I see Josiah and Hezekiah. I don't know who you are.
Right.
They blew up the Passover. Not the 15th day. They knew the 15th day was next. You don't hear nothing about that. The holy convocation is the Passover. And today is just another big feast, man. We in the kingdom. We in the Father's kingdom. You get in the Father's kingdom through the blood of Christ, which is the Passover. You got to understand that. That's why you can't go drink no more but it's wine until my Father's kingdom. That is the Passover. The Father's kingdom come down on the 14th day in the creation in the month of Abib. On the Passover. It's only two times in the creation the Father came down. And both times, they on the Passover. When Christ cried and said, "My Father, why is thou forsaking me?" He blacked the heavens and came down. That was on the Passover. And then on the Passover, he's going to bring New Jerusalem according to the creation, according to Abib. Those of us that understand Abib understand the creation calendar. The eighth day is the judgment. Flesh and blood is circumcised. That's what that is. And you can't take part in the Passover unless you circumcise. That's what that is. Go get into this, man. All these things right now y'all dealing with is really high things that belong to him. And now we're going into the wave offering, which is tonight. Some of us going to keep it next week, but we're going to read in the law while we keep it tonight. The wave offering, what is that? Is it a Sabbath day? Is it a holy convocation? Because a lot of us don't even keep convocations concerning the wave offering. We don't. I ain't saying all of us don't. I'm just saying, those of us that don't think of the wave offering don't keep the wave offering. But then we want to gauge the feast off the wave offering, not even participating in the wave offering. Therefore, we got the wave offering wrong. Go look at the law of the wave offering. So with all this being said, we still in the feast of unleavened bread. All this, we in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So with that being said, I'm hoping everybody's having a blessed a week of unleavened. I'm hoping everybody enjoyed their Passover. I'm hoping everybody had a wonderful night of unleavened bread, or if you're keeping it today, I hope your feast is going well. I hope you enjoy yourself. Don't take no burdens home, but don't bring none with you. Just have a good time. So with all that being said, Brother Isaiah, do we have an opening of script?
Since last night, I'm ready, Joe.
Nine. Come on, brother. Let's go. Let's go.
Amen.
Well, feel free to open us up, and we'll get started.
All right. Amen. All sisters, please cover your head. All brothers, please uncover your head. And if possible, please face east towards Jerusalem so we can pray in. Amen. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from thy womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praises shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in thy time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversities to my soul.
Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. For I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness even unto thine only. Three was taking place in the book of Psalms, chapter 71, verses 1 through 16. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
I had my microphone muted. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive, eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and a faith to perform. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their family. So in Jesus' name we pray for your mercy and do it forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, let's get started. Let's start this way. We should keep all the feasts set. Let's start this in Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 1. Leviticus 23 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Amen. The book of Leviticus chapter 23, and we're picking it up at verse 1. Verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. These are the feasts
hold
of the Lord.
Hold that thought. It says, these are the feasts of the Lord, right?
Right.
Even holy what?
Convocations.
Okay, so what is the definition of a convocation? So that we could be clear on that. Anybody have it? Oh. What is this?
It's like a large formal assembly of people.
Say again.
It's a large form. Hold one second. A large formal assembly of people.
A large formal. So it's not loose. It's formal. You know how people got to dress formal to parties. You got formal, then you got casual. Well, there you have it. It's coming with class, so you got to behave yourself. And, yeah, you should be dressed in your Sunday best, if we can use that term, safely. It's a formal gathering. All of these feasts, these are my feasts, even holy convocation. The first one he lit up was the Sabbath day, because that's the one you're going to deal with on the regular. That's the one we deal with on the regular. Continue.
Verse 4. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations, which ye shall proclaim in their seasons. And the 14th day of the of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto the Lord. 7 days
Stop.
You must eat unleavened bread.
Stop. So the first day is the Passover, right? The first day you see there is the Passover. Then the next day you see the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Then here comes the law of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. How you keep it. But this is in Leviticus. This is the first place where that law is given. This is for the priest. So when the Lord talked to the priest in Levitical or in Leviticus, he's talking to them as in the know. He's not giving them instruction. They know what he's talking about. Continue.
Verse 7. In the first day ye shall have an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. But ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. And the seventh day is an holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein.
Okay, now these two things has been a question, and it's what separated a lot of Israelites and camps and so forth. What is the first day? Well, when is the holy convocation? When was the first holy convocation? Where was Moses at? On the first day there was a holy convocation, formal. It was the Passover. He put the blood on the door, and they was not working. Everybody was in the house working. Everybody, they went out to work. That night, there was the firstborn died. That was real formal. And on the 15th day, people removed. We left Egypt. So when was the holy convocation? When you was crying all night hoping that angel of death wasn't coming into your door. Or you couldn't get no more holier than that. You couldn't ask for no more forgiveness than that. Not that night. Now on the 15th day, you know what? We was partying because you left. It was a celebration. This is what this day is about. We left. Not only did we leave Egypt, we're still alive. After the Lord, the God of Israel, judged all these guys in Egypt, and we know we was participating, and we're still here. So some of us, we had this thing. So the last night is the question. If you don't have the first day right, the last night is going to be wrong. As far as the last night of the holy convocation. Some of us say tonight is the first night. They count 7 days from tonight, which is the 15th day. And, you know, and after that, then they say that's 7 days. To whom it may concern. That's between my brothers and God that participate in those things. We count from the Passover 7 days, according to Exodus chapter 12 and 18. Eat unleavened bread from the 14th day until the 1 and 20th day of the month or the first month at evening. You don't get no specific than that. God do the math for you. Okay, well, we good. So when it comes to those things, that's why we separate. That's the only reason that's divided us right there according to Scripture. A couple of other things, but as far as I'm going with that, because I ain't dealing with that today. We're dealing with the wave offering. The wave offering is in holy convocation because it's written right here in the same conversation. Just like you see the Passover, just like you see the Sabbath day, guess what's coming up? Read on.
Amen. Verse 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be coming to the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
See, that's the question. Right here. See, right here, it's talking about a wave offering. It's in this convocation. It said, these are my feasts. These are holy convocations. How come we're not doing it? We do. We actually perform this thing And we actually have a feast on this night. But, and some of us have it on a day, but it's in the convocation. It says, have a holy convocation. Isn't that here? Then why aren't we having a holy convocation? Like I said, some of us is missing the message. That's why we're getting our days mixed up. So, continue.
Verse 12. And ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savior. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of an hin. And ye shall eat neither bread, nor porch corn, nor green ears until the selfsame day that ye have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings.
For how long?
All your dwellings in all generations.
There it is. For all generations. This is that thing. Continue.
15. And ye shall count unto you for the morrow after the Sabbath. From the day that she brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even until the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord.
See now,
ye shall.
The wave offering is the power of the Pentecost. There it is. See that? It kicks off the Pentecost. So you got to make sure you got the wave offering right so you can make sure you got the first resurrection right. If you ain't participating in the first part, how you getting to the second? Think about it. That's like I'm just reading the New Testament. Where I think I'm going? Where do you think you're going with just the New Testament? You got to have both of them. Without the wave offering, you miss the Pentecost. So you got to keep both of these. And then he said, now, you shall count for you from the mark after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Now, on the morrow after the Sabbath, this is the question. Here go the Sabbath, and here go the morrow after the Sabbath, right? Let's look at that right quick. We're going to come back to this. We're going to come back to this. We ain't done yet. We're going to get back to this, but this is something we need to look at. Go to St. Matthew's chapter 28.
I'm on verse, bro.
Verse 1.
Okay, amen. The book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 1. And the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go
what
quickly.
Day is this? What day is this? What day of the week is this?
The Sabbath. The
Sabbath
thing? The Sabbath?
The Sabbath. It's okay. The Sabbath. It said at the end of the Sabbath, so it's still the Sabbath, right?
Mm-hmm.
As it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. So it's the end of the Sabbath. So now she's coming to the sepulcher for whatever reason, and he gone. All right? Okay. So here go the Sabbath. Now, this is a hiccup for some of us. Because we like, well, what do this mean? And then we go and read this in St. John. Go to St. John chapter 21. 20.
Amen.
And
St. John 20.
When you receive it? Yes, St. John 20 and 1.
Amen. The book of St. John, chapter 20, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre.
Stop.
Then she
went. That's the hiccup. Because some of us say, well, wait a minute, man, the book is contradicting itself. No, it's not. You just read in the law, he rose on the Sabbath day. Now here go the first day. Here go the first day of the week. Tomorrow after the Sabbath, that's the wave offering.
Hmm. Okay.
On tomorrow after the Sabbath, that's why he wasn't there, because he has to be raised on the first day. So he has to be risen on the Sabbath. He had to be already woke on the Sabbath to be here, because he had to be raised. This is the wave offering. Okay? We're going to get back to this. Let's go back to that Leviticus chapter 23. Let's pick it up at, what was that, 10 or 11?
I marked it.
Pick it up at verse 9.
You said verse 9, bro?
Yes, sir.
Okay, verse 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it.
See that?
Mm-hmm.
See right there? It don't get to be no holier convocation than you being before the priest of the Most High God. It ain't like you go and see him like that every day. You ain't there every day like that in front of these brothers. You ain't even like that with them on the Sabbath day. But here, you bring in the first fruit and you giving it to the priest. This is that thing, to be accepted of you. And then he's going to receive this at our hand. Continue.
Amen. Verse 12, and ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf off, and ye shall offer that day when ye wave the sheaf and he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Lord.
See that?
And the meat offering. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? So you're going to offer this. This is the Lamb of God. That's him. That's the Christ. It got to be without blemish in order for it to be accepted by the Father. That's him. He's the first fruit. He is the wave offering. This is that thing. Let's go into Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. In verse 23.
But every man in his own.
Read 22.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming.
There it is. Christ is the first fruit. He's the wave offering.
Mm-hmm.
See that? Afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. There go the other. There go the feast of the first fruit right there. You see it? Funny. 1 Corinthians 15 and 23. Leviticus chapter 23 and what? Is that 15 for real?
Hmm.
There go your wave offering. And there go the piece of the Pentecost right there in chapter 20, in verse 23 right there. This is why you keep the wave offering, because it points towards you coming up in the first resurrection. You don't miss this message. You don't miss this memo. This is one of the meetings you want to be at. Because that meeting leads to this meeting, which is the first resurrection. Afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. This is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Now, let's go back to that. Let's go to Daniel chapter 9 and 26.
The book of Daniel, chapter 9, verse 26. Verse 26. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and not the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and until the end of the war desolations are determined.
So we're talking about the Messiah here. The Messiah is Jesus Christ. And it says this, the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. What do you mean? He died for the sins of the people. And the people are the prince, the devil, and the Italians, or your Romans, so to say. And it said this, the people of the prince shall come to destroy the city. Rome did that in 70 AD. That's what happened. That's Daniel chapter 9 and 26 of 70 AD, right there all day. Oh, and 33 CIE or IE, 27, continue.
Amen, 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifices and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
Okay, so now he said, in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblations to cease. Okay, now, when Christ was put upon the cross, it was in the middle of the week. What's the midst of the week? Wednesday. 3 days before you get to Wednesday, 3 days after Wednesday. That's the middle of the week all around the world. You can't get that wrong. In the midst of the week, he's going to call the sacrifices and oblations to cease. So when did this take place? Just go into Matthew's. And let's pick it up in Matthew 27, chapter verse 50. Matthew 27 and 50 and 51.
Amen. The book of Matthew, chapter 27, pick it up at verse 50 through 51. Verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent.
There it is. So that's when the sacrifices and oblations ceased right there, that the veil of the temple was rent. That took place in the middle of the week when he died, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now He got to be in the ground for 3 days and three nights. Okay? So we put him in the ground that evening. Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Then you got 3 days. Thursday, Friday, Sabbath day. That's why he had to be rose on the third day, because that's 3 days and three nights. The veil of the temple was rent on the Passover. This is that thing. No more sacrifices of bulls and of goats. The ultimate sacrifice has been done. That's why Daniel's prophesied of that thing. So now we see it's in the midst of the week. This particular Passover, go to St. Mark chapter 10 and verse 34. In fact, pick it up at 31.
Yes, sir. The book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 31. 31. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they took and they shall mock him and shall scourge him and shall spit upon him and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again.
There it is. You see that? This is that thing. So on the third day, he shall what? Rise again. So there go that witness. 3 days and three nights. See that? God can't lie. So now let's go back to Matthew chapter 28. In fact, I want to bring this other brother into this. I want to bring Nicodemus into this, if I can. Go to St. John. Go to St. John. and let's pick it up at verse 33, St. John chapter 19 and 33.
St. John chapter 19, verse 33. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs. But
okay,
one of the soldiers.
Down, so he's dead. So he's dead. So he's still on the cross. It's still a Passover. All right? Skip down to verse 38 and continue.
38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take him that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes with about 100 pound weight, then took away the body.
Now, this is Nicodemus. Remember, this is the one that he talked about being born again. He's a Levite. He's one of the priests. He's one of the Pharisees. And he brought the what? The myrrh and aloe. So he believed in God. You see that? Mm-hmm. Not all the Pharisees was bad guys.
Right.
Some actually believed in God. This is a witness. This man here is written in the prophets. We're going to find him. Watch this. You're not going to see his name, but you're going to see his works. He's written in the prophets. Continue.
Amen. Verse 40. Then took they the body of Jesus and wounded in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury.
With the spices. Now,
amen. Verse 40. Then took they the body of Jesus and wounded in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury.
Okay, so now keep reading.
Verse 41. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. There laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand.
Okay, so they had to get him off of the cross on before sundown, because the Most High God had made it a law that curses a man to hang up upon the tree if the sun comes down upon his body. So they had to make sure, because of the law, that he was off of that cross or off of that tree, whatever you want to call it. He couldn't be up there, because they would have brought a curse upon the whole land. Why? He said, because of the preparation day. Today, the Feast of Unleavened. Then it says this, so he had to go in there before the evening. So when he went in there, they put him in the ground. So he was in the ground for 3 days. From that point right here, verse 42, 3 days and three nights. There it is. Now go back to Matthew chapter 28.
Amen.
Verse 1.
The book of Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. And the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear ye not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall you see him. Lo, I have told you.
This is when he run into her at St. John chapter 20 and 1. About time she took off. Remember, it was the end of the Sabbath as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week. She took off. So now she's going to tell the brothers. About time he run into her, it's the first day of the week. You see that? See that? She took off.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. He's gonna meet you there. You're gonna see him. And there said you see him, and lo, I have told you. So now when she ran into Christ, it's the wave offer. It's the first day of the week, the first day after the Sabbath, right here. See that? Now, let's go into St. John chapter 20 and verse 1.
The book of St. John chapter 20, verse 1. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, whom Jesus loved and said,
now it's dark. Now it's the wave offering. Now it's dark. She took off, right? The sun is officially down. Christ already risen. Okay? This is why the so-called Christians in Hebrews be getting their messages. The Hebrews, or those of us that know the truth, you don't even have to be a Hebrew to understand this, understand that Easter is pagan. We know that. Those of us that know the truth. All right, let's just put it like that. But one thing that the pagans do have right is that on Easter, Christ is waved. They say he risen, but no, that's the wave offering. So every Easter Sunday, 99.9% of the time, it's going to be on the wave offering, according to the law. That's how you know. They practice the Easter Sunday on the wave offering every year without fail. Mike would say without fail. I think I've seen him blow the mission once or twice, but for the most part, it's right there. That's how you know. Some of us, like I said, want to keep the wave offering a little bit later. That's between you and God. There's no law in the Old Testament that says you could do that. I have not read it, and you have to show me that. And a sign is just one thing. The law, set laws is set laws. That Leviticus chapter 23 and 11, that wave offering, that's a set law that will never be moved. It'll never be moved. So I need to know where it is that you need to count 3 days and three nights in the law. I ain't going with a sign. I need a law to testify of the sign. 3 days and three nights. Okay? Continue.
In the middle of 20, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulcher, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulcher. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulcher. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went
so
he not in.
So he didn't take them clothes with him. See that? Where's all the spices at? Right there. They bound them up. All that stuff is right there, isn't it? But he's not there. This is why we like to point to people. If your parents or your family's in heaven, then why is their body still in the ground? Just ask. But anyway, go ahead.
Amen. Verse 6, then cometh Simon, Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen's clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the sepulchre, the scepter, that he must be risen again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again into their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she went, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and see of two angels in the white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascended unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God.
There it is. See that? I have not yet been waived. Don't touch
right.
me yet. I haven't been waived yet. But you go tell the brothers, you seen me. But you can't touch me now. I got to be accepted of the high priest.
What?
See that?
Mm-hmm.
Don't get no holier than that. Who's the high priest? If he has to be accepted of the high priest, he can't be the high priest. You know why? Because he has the, huh?
The Father?
Yes. Jesus is the priest of the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
The Father is the Most High Priest. He is Melchizedek. That's him. He is after the order of the Melchizedek priesthood. That's your father. That's what he is, a Melchizedek. Just like you got the Levitical priesthood, you got the Melchizedek priesthood. That's their species. That's not a name. That's what they are. That's not a name. That's their species. They got names like Jehoadek or Jehoadek or Jesus or Yahshua, so forth. But as a species, they don't have a lineage in this world. Their species is from heaven, or beyond heaven, I should say. And they are called Melchizedeks. That is not a name. That is a species. Just like you got the Levitical priesthood. Aaron is the son of Levi. Same thing. Get it? The father, the son, priest. Yeah, right there in the law. Anyways, said, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto my Father. Okay, now let's go into Revelation chapter 5 in verse 1. Revelation 5 and 1. And let's look at that. Because he said, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended unto my Father. So, Revelation 5 and 1, let's pick this conversation up.
The book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And
because
that was much
on fire. The seals are on fire, and you can't touch it, just like you put them swords to fire. Ain't no trees in heaven. I mean, like wooden trees. The tree of life is in heaven. It's not wooden. These things is on. Ain't no man can open this up. Can't even touch the book. You have to be a god to touch this book. Who got the book in his hand? The Father. So the angel don't even have it in his hand. Read on.
Amen. Verse 4. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, have prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Okay.
And I beheld and
lo. I'm going to pick back up verse 3 because I didn't get into that part. Read verse 3 for me.
Verse 3. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon.
Okay. So remember now, Christ said, touch me not, for I have not ascended on to my Father, right?
Right.
Okay. So he's not in heaven, right? He's not in the earth because he already rose. Now, he's not on the earth because he's there, right? Neither is he under the earth because he rose. So where is he? So if he's not on the earth, he's not under the earth, and he's not in heaven, where is he? Touch me not, for I have not ascended unto my Father. He was on his way. He was on his way. He was in between time, here and there. And he said, behold, the Lion of Judah has prevailed. Pick it back up at verse 5.
Verse 5. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book.
Stop. There it is. Now we're coming back to this. Now he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So Christ prevailed. All right. So now he's been waved. Remember now, you've seen the lamb as it has been slain. Remember, you had the Passover lamb, and you got the wave offering. Both of them had to be without blemish. There they are. Okay, so now he came and he took the book. That means he had been accepted. He's been waved. That's the only way he was going to get that book, is that he's been accepted of the Father for our sins right there. Verse 7. He took the book out of his hand. Let's go into Psalms 32. 45. Psalms 45. Forgive me. Psalms 45. Let's look at this conversation take place. Psalms 45. And let's pick it up at verse. Man, pick it up at verse 1. Pick it up at verse 1. It's the wave offering. Might as well bring it on in 51 and 45 and 1. When you receive it, read.
Amen. Verse 1. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art
so who's the king? Who's the king? Jesus Christ. He the king of Israel. This is the king of Israel right here. Read on.
Verse 2. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured unto thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Now he came and got the book. Now he came and got the book. See that? He's been waived and he has been accepted. You see that? Thy throne, O God. He's calling him what? God. Because you got to be a God to touch that book. You can't touch that book and you're an angel or man.
Right.
Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, there he is. He's calling him God. So those of us that got a problem in the New Testament or the Old Testament, calling Jesus Christ God, you got God talking to God. There he is right there. That's capital G's, in case you want to look at that. We understand when we see small G's, that means paganism or maybe flesh. But right here, he said, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above who? Your brothers. So that means he's going to have some brothers that's going to be anointed with him. Read on.
Amen.
Or I should say, who is that? The first fruit. That they are right there, thy fellow. That's the first fruit. Remember now, he's the first fruit, and then after that, they that are Christ at his coming. There go the fellows. You see that? That's the first fruit. We're going to pick them back up in Revelation 5. Anyway, read on.
Verse 6. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes. Amen. I see it. Sorry.
Okay.
All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among the honorable women. Upon the right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken,
they're going to bride. They're going to bride. No. They're going to bride right there. They're going to marriage of the lamb right there. Once he died and rose, he set her free. But she got to come correct. She got to be honorable. So this is that thing. So we see, there go Nicodemus in verse 8. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
There he is. That's what he smelled. So he said, now when he came, and got the book, he smelled them. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. He didn't smell like death. He smelled like this. The Father ain't been on this planet for a long time. That's probably was all right. So right here he said, now he came and took the book. Go to Psalms 110. Psalms 110:1. Will you receive
the book of Psalms?
Read.
The book of Psalms chapter 110 verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning thou hast the dew of thy mouth. The Lord hath sworn, I will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek.
See that?
The Lord hath
That's not a name. See that? After the order of Melchizedek. See that? Species. You are a priest.
Mm-hmm.
The Melchizedek is a priesthood. In fact, all of it is about the priesthood. That's why Israel was supposed to represent God. That's his wife. She's supposed to be a priest, a kingdom of priests to the world. He said, now note this. He said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies that footstool. Once he smelt him and gave him the book, he said, now sit thou at my right hand till I make thy enemies that footstool. Now, mind you, Mary is still on her way back. She ain't seen the disciples yet. I mean, she's seen them the first time, but she haven't seen them since she's seen Christ took off. Okay? Let's keep that in mind. She's still on her way to tell them, I just seen Jesus. He's going to see the Father. We're going to pick that back up. So when Christ stepped into here, all this going on, we just found out how eternity operates. Exactly. All this is going on, and she's still on her way. The Lord has sworn and will not repent, a priest after the order of Melchizedek. That's why he says, sit down at my right hand if I make thine enemies thy footstool. Go to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. He was accepted. He gave him the book.
Now he's sitting down on the right hand of God. Hebrews chapter 1:1, when you receive it, read.
The book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
See that? There was that conversation. We just picked it up. We just picked up that Psalms 110. We just picked up the wave offering right there in verse 3. When he sat down on the right hand, that was the wave offering when he did that. This is what tonight is about. The wave offering. The first day after the Sabbath. There it is. That's when he sat down on the right hand on high. Read on.
Verse 4. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
So he got a new name. He got a new name. Because remember now, this tongue is going to be done away with. English, whatever language in the world is all going to be wiped out. Everybody going to speak Kazadik. When he come back, the speech is going to be right back to the original language. This alphabet is going to hell. All of it, everything. Everything that we read right now, every word that we see is going to come to a screeching halt. And no, it's not going to be written in paleo. It's going to be a brand new thing, period. It's the speech of the Kazadiks. That's what Adam and Eve heard. That's why he destroyed it at the Tower of Babel. Read on.
Verse 5. For unto which of the angels say he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith.
So now he said, let all the angels of God what?
Worship him.
So when he came and took the book and he said, thou art God. And he said, thy God has anointed thee with all the gladness of thy fellows. Then he said, now all the angels worship him. That was it. That's your wave offering. This is what all this is about today. Yeah. Read on.
Verse 7. And unto angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, have anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things was created by him. There it is. See that? That's him. That's why he said, give me my glory that I had, which I had before the world was. That's that conversation. We just picked it back up again. So he said, now the Father did this, right? Okay,
right.
Let's pick this conversation up. Let's go into Genesis chapter 27. Right? Let's go to Genesis chapter 27, and we're going to pick this conversation up. Genesis 27, and let's pick it up at verse
27 and 21. Here go Isaac blessing Jacob, but Isaac think it's Esau. But listen at the conversation. It's the same one in Psalms 45. Read on.
21. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and said, and he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's vengeance, that my son may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed.
Therefore, you see that? Are we listening to this? Are we listening? So Isaac represents the father in the first principle. Jacob represents Jesus here in the first principle, getting his inheritance.
I see it.
The blessing started here. Read on. That like Nakomi like to point out, Isaac is a nine. He's a very elect. Isaac is a very elect. He is way up the food chain when it comes to righteousness and the servants and the saints of God. Read on.
Verse 28. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations
let bow all the down angels of heaven. Let all the angels of heaven bow down to thee.
Well, I see it. I see what you're talking
about. Go ahead.
29. Let the people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be every man, one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it
be
came
Lord
to
over thy brethren, over thy fellows.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I see it.
Okay. Now,
yeah, I see it.
Let's go to Revelation. Let's go back to Revelation chapter 5, because he came and got the book, right? Okay, Revelation chapter 5, he came and got the book. I think we left off at verse 7.
Verse 8.
Okay, read verse 7.
Okay. Verse 7. And he came and took the book of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four
beasts.
So now we know
the Father kissed him.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden veils full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof.
He said, let all the angels of heaven worship him. Then who are these 24 elders then? Whoops. There they are. See that?
So that means those got to be angels then, right?
They angels, brother. See that?
Yeah.
They ain't nothing more than that. He was made better than them. Read on.
Mm-hmm. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.
Stop.
And
That's why he said, "Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." And he said, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." And he said, "Thy scepter is a righteous scepter." And he said, and thou anointed above thy fellows. There go the fellows right there. Has made us unto our God kings and priests. The Melchizedek priesthood is established through the wave offering. And you ain't there for that? You're not keeping that? You're not there? Yeah, think about that one. Let that rotate. Let that sink in. Yeah, you not there. Let that sink in. You're not keeping the feast of the wave offering. What? You're not there. Read on.
Verse 11. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing."
Wait a minute.
And every creature.
So all the angels, he said, and I heard a voice of many angels said, "Let all the angels of heaven worship him." Did we read that? All of them. There he is. Thousands times thousands and 10,000, thousands times 10,000. That ain't even a number. And they all singing, worshiping God, as we read. Read on.
13, and every creature which is in heaven, and on the earth, and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever." And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever, excuse me. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever.
Okay, let's go to Psalms 132 and verse 8. Psalms 132 and verse 8. When you receive it, read.
Arise, O Lord, unto thy west, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy.
Let the what arise into your what?
Rest.
There it is. See that? So everything, like I said, remember the Sabbath day is perpetual. It's pointed toward this. It's that holy gathering, get you ready. You know, the Sabbath day is the gathering of all his children. So for every child that's called, they got to come through the Sabbath. They got to be washed. That's what's called Abba wash, Abba Sabbath, whatever you want to say, Sabbath. Right. So they got to be ready. They got to be purged, clean, washed with the word, so forth. They come in, boom, then they stop and prepare for this day, which is during the week of unleavened, which is just so happened to be after the Passover in the 15th day. Read on.
Verse 10. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thy anointed. The Lord hath sworn the Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony, that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore.
See that? That's the only way you're going to get a throne is that you're a priest. You have made us kings and priests, and we shall do what? Reign in heaven.
On the earth.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to see if you're listening. So he has made us unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So if I'm a king, that means I get a what? A throne.
A throne.
Not just any throne, a talking throne. See that? That's what the wave offering about. Really? And we ain't here for that. We're going to pick and choose. We're going to cherry pick the law. Like, we can do that. We can usurp authority from the Most High God. We can do that. Nah, because he said this is forever. Read on.
13. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. He will here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will bodily bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and for saint excuse me, and her saints shall allow for joy.
There it is. I'm closing the priest with what? Salvation. And the saints shall shout aloud for joy. You didn't put on immortality. You're part of the first fruits. Go to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 1. He said, arise unto your rest, right? Okay. Now here come the rewards of the wave offering. Read on. When you receive it, 20 and 1.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up, and set his seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And
so 1,000 years is one day with God. So right after the sixth day, we go into the Passover. So Satan is going to be bound. Forgive me. Right after the sixth day, we go into the Sabbath day. That's why he said it's going to be a holy convocation. Satan ain't going to be in it. See that? You ain't bound by the clock on your wrist that we be praying. You know, like, yeah, check this timepiece out. That ain't nothing to look at, man. That's just showing you on a short leash. That's what that's saying. This is that thing. Continue.
Verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part
fruit.
In the first resurrection.
This is the first fruit. Yeah. It's the first fruit. The first resurrection is the first fruit, which is set up by the wave offering. If you don't keep the wave offering, you don't see this, because you got to get through the wave offering to get to this. So don't think you got carte blanche on this here verse 4. That don't come to you like that. That comes with a process. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the process. Anybody else is like a thief jumping over the wall. You got to come through the wave offering. You got to come through Jesus to get to this. You ain't finna skip over him and think you're going to get to the Father. You got to get through the wave offering. Continue.
Verse 7. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And
okay,
they
that's
went
good.
Up.
That's good. I just wanted to read verses 6 and read that again.
You said read verse 6 again?
Yeah.
Okay, amen. Blessed and holy is he that have part in the first resurrection. On such
Stop.
The second death.
Guess what? There go Leviticus chapter 5, 23 and 4. There go your Sabbath day right there. That's your holy gathering. Blessed and holy is he that have part in this. See that? The Sabbath day been leading up to this for the whole time. But the Sabbath day is the door to the rest of the feast day that leads you to eternity. You can't skip over one, think you're going to get to the next. You got to follow the whole thing. Read on.
Amen. The middle of part 6, verse 6, I'm sorry. On such the second death have no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
There it is. You see that? They're going to be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now let's go back to St. John chapter 20, and where do we leave off at?
We left off at the middle of verse 2.
St. John chapter 20.
I'm red marking everywhere we went. I got my last red marking chapter 20 and 2.
No, we read a little further than that because Christ had just got to talking to Mary. So let's pick it up there. Let's pick it up when he just gets through talking to her and he tell her, go ahead and tell the brothers I'm ascending on to the Father. All right? So St. John chapter 20, let's pick it up at 17.
Ooh, I'm off. I'm sorry. All right, 17. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascended unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors
stop.
Were shut.
Stop. See that? It's still the same day. It's still a wave offering, right? Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, they're going to wave offering right there, 19. Read on.
When the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost, whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained.
Stop.
But Thomas.
That's it. See that? It was the same day at evening, and he appeared. It was the wave offering, and he kept the wave offering with them. You go and look at other scriptures, said, is anything here to eat? Yeah, we got some fish. See that? That's that wave offering. That's what he's talking about. right here. This is that thing. What was Mary at while he was going through all of that? While we was reading all these things and the Lord was kissing him and the angels of heaven were singing on him and all that old type of good stuff. Where is that? That was all that took place between the time he said, touch me not, for I have not ascended unto my Father. And she came and told the disciples, and then he appeared. The same night. See that? Now you know how time moves in eternity. It's a lot slower. We listening? Okay. Let's go. Let's go back to Leviticus. I'm looking for this verse, so just bear with me right now. Because it's a part of the first fruits. Yeah. Wait a minute. Did it mark? Yeah, go to Leviticus chapter 2 and verse 12. Leviticus 2 and 12.
The book of Leviticus chapter 2. Amen. Verse 12. As for the oblation of the first fruits, ye shall offer them unto the Lord, but they shall not be burnt on the altar for
what?
A sweet savor.
So the first fruit ain't going to see what?
Hmm.
The first fruit ain't going to. Go ahead.
They shall not be burnt on the altar before sweet savor.
So the first fruit ain't gonna see what?
Lake of fire?
There it is. See that? That's the whole point of the wave offering. You ain't gonna see the lake of fire. All right? So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. As, you know, we're not saying that, hey, man, you know, everybody's going to get it all at one time, or maybe we may never get it, or maybe some of us will and some of us won't. Maybe some of us are just going to stay with status quo and however. But just know that the wave offering is a real conversation. And don't blase that thing out of that, because the Most High warned us and said this. He said, he that teach against the least of these commandments shall be called least in the kingdom of God. And when I last heard this conversation, he said, these are holy convocations. That's above anything that we know that's holy. So with that being said, we thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And, we'll open up the lines for any questions or comments.
Amen.
Also, brothers and sisters, press number one. Please, we can't just open up the lines because we got quite a few people right now. So if you press one, then we'll be able to open your line. If you want to have, or you got any questions, or participate in a feast, however, just press one. Whatever the spirit moves.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Double
and
Sabbath.
And how are you today?
The Father is merciful.
Yes, He is.
I'm here with you on the Lord's feast day.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know, Brother Joe, I talked to my friend in Texas, and
mm-hmm.
they're starting their Passover today. And I just have a
okay.
question. Is that why the Father said in Leviticus 23:4 to do it in its season? Because He knew we'd be down here doing what we're doing?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But he and I have been friends over 13 years, and we've been doing the Passover, and it's never been on the same day, and we never argued about it or disputed it. We just do it. So I say amen,
amen,
brother. Nice lesson. Good reading, Brother Isaiah. And happy wave offering.
Amen. Thank you, sis. Happy wave offering to you. And, yes, sir, great job, Brother Isaiah. Happy Sabbath. Ashar Shabbat.
Happy Sabbath. Amen.
Happy Sabbath to us.
Ashar Shabbat, baby.
Ashar Shabbat.
Beautiful lesson, Aisha.
We love you too.
Amen. Wow.
Amen, amen. Hey, grace and peace. I'm going to make this brief because somebody's going over her grandmother's house so she's happy. But, yeah, but that was a tight piece, man. You know, that's a tight piece. And definitely how you brought that wave offering. You know, and just showing, you know, just showing how the Lord how the Father and the Lord deal with certain situations in the Bible and how He used prophets to show, you know what I'm saying, like his plan and things that He's doing so we can get a better view of it. You know what I'm saying? Like Isaac and Jacob, you know what I'm saying, and using that like how the fathers, He put all the power and authority into the Lord Jesus Christ's hand, and showing how they both mingle in together to see a better view of what's going on. So I thought that was a really tight piece, bro. I thought it was hot, and I get a mic. Oh, and thank you, Sister Mary. The Father's merciful.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, brother. Yeah, the Father is very, very merciful, man, when it comes to Him and His Son, and what He allow us to take part in. So, amen to that, and we hope Boogie have a great time with her peak, and happy Sabbath, Boogie. Any more questions or comments?
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Ashar Shabbat.
Ashar Shabbat. Grace and peace until the children of Israel and the children of men and children of God. This is Brother Keith. I want to say happy Sabbath and, happy wave offering. I thank the Lord, you know, that He accepts us to be a part of His rest. You know, knowing that He said that this is His rest forever and ever, but as long as we take heed to His instructions, we can be a part of that first resurrection. So I want to say, Brother Joe, that was excellent lesson that the Lord put on your heart. May you always be fruitful and others as well. And excellent reading, Brother Isaiah, you know. And with that, I yield.
Amen, brother. Praise be the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Any more questions or comments? No? Okay, well, tonight we have Brother Miles, Horace Miles, with Yah's Global Kingdom Ministries. That's tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Is he still dealing with the unleavened? Praise God. So he still be dealing with the Passover and the unleavened. So those of us that are still in that spirit and or want to know more of that spirit and want to know more of that kingdom kind of work, Hey, these are the high days, man. You don't get the high day lessons all the time. So if you're getting the high day lessons, you better get as much as you can because they kind of get up on the shelf. You know, they kind of get, you know, get kind of moved around for their season, you know, and then occasionally we bring them out. But if you got people dealing with these things now, I strongly suggest that you log in on that now, log in on all of that there. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edified someone. And as we say here, it's the sounds of living waters. Do what?
Read your Bible.
Man, read your Bibles and just remember that it's more to it than what we think all the time. And,
amen.
Happy wave amen. Offering. And I hope everybody enjoy the Feast of the First Fruit. That's
amen.
This evening. Shalom.
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 Shabbat shalom.
Love y'all.
Love you too, bro.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.